This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 26, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, medical marijuana will now be allowed on Route 1. The Peabody City Council last week approved a zoning change proposed by Mayor Ted Betancourt Thursday to create an overlay district that encompasses four parcels on the southbound side of the highway near Bertucci's and the ramps to I-95. The overlay replaces a complete ban on medical pot the council enacted in 2014. The mayor is quoted as saying, "I think you all know my feelings about marijuana by now." He added that if he had his way, he still would not entertain any pot facilities in the city. The best course is to create a zone for this, he told councilors, noting he did scale back the overlay to remove three parcels after hearing concerns from neighboring Linfield residents. The area now covers four parcels zoned for business uses. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by John Castelluccio. Congressman Seth Moulton held a town meeting Saturday in Beverly. Bill Newell has more.
Rick, the congressman held a Saturday morning town hall event at the Cabot Theater in Beverly. What is making the news is this disruption. An angry constituent shouting from the crowd after the congressman said that he wanted to stand up to the president.
And when I think about those broad priorities, I'm doing three things. One is standing up to our president. Standing up to our president.
Some of that shouting included, "Build the wall." Now, you remember the Democratic Party lost that special election in Georgia, and they're now 0-4 in these special elections. Congressman Moulton has been very vocal in saying that they may need some new leadership at the Democratic Party.
The best argument, frankly, is that we're losing. That's the reality. And you can't keep doubling down on losing. And if you looked at this Georgia race that was very, you know, very publicized all across the country, the number one argument that the Republicans used against the Democrat was not his views, but our leadership's views, and tying him to our leadership, in particular our leadership in the House. And so that's just a reality. I mean, if we were killing, you know, what I always said when I first came to Congress is, it would be pretty arrogant to show up at an organization like Congress and say you're going to do things totally differently if the institution was working really well, right? Who am I as a guy who's never been in politics to show up in Congress and say, well, I think we should do things totally differently if Congress was just knocking it out of the park every day? But that's not the case, and that's why as an entire team we've tried to be a very different congressional office.
Congressman Seth Moulton at his town hall meeting in Beverly on Saturday. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, another night of discussion yielded no decision on whether cooking fires would be allowed on Phillips Beach in Swampscott this summer. A public hearing, continued from April, was held during a Conservation Commission meeting on Thursday night regarding the notice of intent filed by the Board of Selectmen to allow residents to have cooking fires on Phillips Beach. As summer continues, the discussion was continued to the commission's next meeting. Conservation Commission members continued to be most concerned about how the fires would be monitored to protect vegetation. The commission, when the issue was brought before them in April, was also concerned with the time frame fires would be allowed. An initial proposal put forth by Patrick Jones, a member of the Board of Selectmen, was for four beach fires daily from 6 to 11 p.m. in designated areas where a permit would have to be obtained from the fire department. More on this story written by Gayla Colley in today's Salem News. Also in the Salem News and the Gloucester Times, Ethan Foreman writes that the growth of the North Shore Pride Festival has brought with it a boost for local businesses in Salem. The festival, which culminated with Saturday's parade, brings thousands of people to a city that has proven especially welcoming to the LGBTQ community, according to officials. North Shore Pride's organizer says merchants who put out rainbow pride flags in front of their shops, eateries, or attractions made it more likely that they got some additional business. Hope Watbucci, the founder and president of North Shore Pride, the nonprofit organization that organized this past weekend's events, said it's tough to get a seat at a restaurant during the festival. By last week, all the festival's vendor spots had been sold out. The parade had been expected to draw about 10,000 people. More on this story in today's Salem News and Gloucester Times, story written by Ethan Foreman. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Again, this week is underway. The awards ceremony on Sunday at Manning Field in Lynn, followed by the softball and baseball games. The baseball game went to the North, 6-5 over the South. The softball game was a 4-all tie. Tonight, it's the All-Star Basketball Classics at Lynn Classical High School. The boys' game will start at 6. The girls will follow at 7:15. It's soccer Tuesday night at Manning Field, lacrosse on Wednesday. And the 56th annual Harry Agganis All-Star Football Game is Thursday night at 7, and you can hear it right here on MSO News Sports. The North Shore Navigators split over the weekend, losing to Brockton on Saturday, winning Sunday against Pittsfield. They're on the road at Wachusett tonight, home against Seacoast at 7 on Tuesday night. The U.S. Senior Open is this week at the Salem Country Club. We'll have updates right here on MSO News Sports.